Well, good morning. Welcome to The Drive, guys. It is March 12th, and it's Tuesday. Hope you guys are doing well. It's 6:15 in the morning. It's actually cold. What is it? It's 46 degrees right now. But it feels good to me. There's no humidity. I know that in a few months, summer in the south, something else, but so far, the cool weather is staying, and it's a blessing. But anyway, I hope you guys are having a good week so far. We're picking up on the life and the words of Jesus, the ministry of the Savior, while on this earth. And one of the things he was saying as he was sort of exhorting his disciples, he says, "What I tell you in the dark, say in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops." And I love that. And the title of this episode is Mission. It's Mission. And what I mean by that is, as Christians, we all have specific callings, which means God, what God calls us specifically to do. And, oh, hey, look, next door there's a bunny. There's a bunny on the... We have wild bunnies around. And I think there's one, they have a home in our backyard too, one of them. But anyway, we are on mission. Sorry, distraction. We are on mission. And one of the specific callings, one of the generalized missions, let me break this down. Okay, so there's specific callings that God has for each believer. Like what you're called to do specifically from season to season. All those callings for us as, you know, Christ followers are different, okay? They're all different. Some of us are called into the ministry full time. Some are called to own their own business. Some are called to be an employee. Some are called to have a family. Some are called to be single. Some are, you know what I'm saying? Like we all have these specific callings, like, We need the whole God's will thing, right? We all have what God wants us to do. And sometimes that's a specific calling, like for life. Other times, different things. God calls us to different things from season to season. And so we all have specific things that God is leading us in and speaking to us about. And missions for us, if you will. Okay, but we all have generalized callings too. We all, as Christians, have a general calling, and that is, I mean, this is not extensive, but mainly it is to, you know, reflect the light of Christ. He is the light of the world, and we're to reflect that light to the lost, unbelieving world, right? The Great Commission. Jesus gave the Great Commission, which is the mission of every Christian. I sound like I'm not rapping. I'm not trying to. But no, it really is like the Great Commission. We are called to take in the Word of God and then to kind of give it out, to share the truth, you know, with our actions, our reactions, our lives, our words, all of those things. So what Jesus is saying here, what you've heard in the dark, what you've heard from me, what you're digging into, proclaim on the housetops. Let everyone know. Let the people know the truth. Don't be selfish with the scriptures. That's just one way I like to think about it. Because the scriptures are the truth that sanctify us, that set us apart, that help us, that strengthen us. And so I don't want to be selfish with the scriptures. And that kind of opens my eyes. It's a reality because I can easily just be like, I'm going to take it all in for me. You know, this is all for me, right? And it is. Like, it's a personal thing as we get into the truth and God confronts us and convicts us in many, you know, specific ways. It is for us personally, absolutely. I like what one pastor said. He said, when you're reading the scripture, you know, you're allowed to personalize the scripture because that is God's love letter to you. That's allowed, right? We want to do that. We don't want to just see it as some lecture, some textbook that we reference, you know, but it's actually living and active, right? It confronts, it convicts, it does all of those, it helps, it heals, it assures, it, I mean, on and on. So, yes, it's personal. We take it in. But here's the thing about America, and this is why I've heard from a lot of missionary friends and a lot of missionary conferences and that, you know, Americans are spiritually fat. I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm just saying. They say Americans are spiritually, like, plump. They're spiritually filled up. So much so that they just take in and they don't do anything about it. Like, they take in and they get, they become idle, right? And kind of lazy in their faith, because they're just, it's all about what they take in. Grow. But then we're not really going to grow. It's not really going to be a healthy balance unless we take in and give out. Take in the word of God and give it out. Receive it and then relay it, right? Take it into the core of who we are and then proclaim it. Like that, that's important, right? That's what we're called to do. So as the Lord reveals these truths to us, as he gives us these precepts, these statutes, these judgments, the scriptures, the Bible, the word of God, as he gives it to us, all the things Psalm 119 says about the word, all the things, all the titles of what God's word is called. Look at Psalm 19, there's like 10 of them. But as we dig into the treasure trove that is scripture, our eyes are open, we're amazed, we're astonished, we marvel, right? And then what we get to do is God gives us those opportunities. And he does. God gives us those opportunities to where it's like, oh, I took this in. This is so good. Thank you, Lord. I needed this. And God uses that scripture for us usually, whether it's throughout the day or tomorrow or in a few days or next week. He'll bring that scripture up to help us and remind us and minister to our hearts, right? But also, he uses those truths in the lives of other people. Even if we share, like, oh, this is what, you know, I read in the Word this morning and it really ministered to me. And then someone else is listening as you're sharing that. And they're like, oh my goodness, I needed that so bad. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that happens. Because that's how God created us to be. We're to be conduits of the truths from the Lord. And that is one of our general callings. Our general missions as Christians. And so I would just say, you know, don't be selfish with the scripture, but spread the truth however you can. Some people do it, you know. Here's the thing, you guys. There's one message, okay? There's one truth, and we know that. It's just the word of God. But there are many methods of relaying that truth. And whether it's on social media, you post on whatever, Instagram. I know some Christian TikTok influencers and pastors that are actually doing a really good, awesome job. Or, you know, writing books or just talking to coworkers, you know, discipling your family. I mean, on and on. There's so many ways in which we can reflect and relay the reality of the gospel. Because what it does is the word, not us, but through us, the word of God is what changes hearts and lives. And God is still doing that today. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. Love you guys. Praying for you guys. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.